Previously on Left Behind.
We stand against you, Sean Ventura! Do you hear?
Well, this little trade Chloe put together is gonna be something if we can pull it off.
The one I serve wants me to slay you. And so, you're dead!
Albie, shut the door. Smitty, let's...
I know who you are.
You shall surely die.
We have yet to locate the mole inside the palace, and this is what we have to show for it! Get up!
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 119 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Chica runs past the fields on that side, and there's a runway.
Uh-huh.
The main one was destroyed during the war. Our people moved in and built a new one parallel to it.
What's the word on the GC?
So far, no activity. Either they don't know about the encampment, or they're waiting to pounce. Mm-hmm. Luis will fill you in when we get on the ground.
Now, what kind of time are we looking at here, Lionel?
In and out as fast as we can, with a plane this big. We need to get out of Dodge by tomorrow, tops.
Where'd you learn English?
I spent high school and college in the States. I met believers at campus ministry in college and was exposed to the truth. Though I didn't believe it at the time. I returned here to Argentina before the disappearances. I knew what had happened, so my friends and I became the nucleus of the body in this area.
Luis, this is George Sebastian, our only prison escapee on the trip.
Nice to meet you.
Yes. We heard a little about your escape. Bueno, bueno. Nicely done.
Hey, I overpowered a woman half my size. That's it.
But she was armed, no? And she had killed people?
Well, we couldn't let her keep doing that, could we?
Ray, it looks like we're getting close. Should be able to get out by sundown.
All right.
Señor Arturo, Luis, they're coming through the field. Many men. We must hurry.
Well, who's coming? What's going on?
Trouble. Follow me to the tower, Señor Steele. I have field glasses.
Hurry. How much further?
Just ahead. We have gone about 100 miles from the airstrip.
What? I was asleep that long?
The Rihan Dam is in that direction.
Okay, so we're hauling all the water to the plane in this truck? We got a big plane to fill.
You see all those trucks heading the other way? All but two are on their way to the plane.
GC asleep over here or what?
My friend... The GC also enjoyed the drinking water we provide.
I see.
We are here.
Oh. Busy spot.
Excuse me a moment.
Yeah, sure. Well, these people make me look like a lazy old fool. I mean, our job's cushy compared to theirs.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't want to worry about the missiles and bullets.
Hmm.
So they get away with this by supplying the GC with a little water?
Sounds that way. Probably not a bad idea.
Will your people be discouraged by a setback?
Depends. We still going to be able to get out of here on schedule?
You will, but I believe we are doomed.
Why?
We will drive by the dam on our way back to the airport.
Why? What's going on?
My people tell me that the next curse from the Lord has fallen.
Here, take a look.
Yeah, a lot of people out there. I can't tell if they're military. It could be GC. Here. Do we just get in the air, or should we stay and check it out?
This far into the mission, I believe the answer is obvious.
All right. What about weapons, and how many men can you spare?
You're the one with the experience, Captain. How about I supply the vehicle, and you supply the ideas?
Fair enough. George,
yeah.
Get two rifles. Meet me at the Jeep.
Got it.
Sebastian and I'll go. We'll be armed, but not on the offensive. We'll just... see what's going on and keep you and yours out of it.
I pray it hasn't already happened.
What are you talking about?
You smell that?
Oh, is that blood?
There's something you don't see every day.
Incredible, isn't it?
It's not really flowing out of the dam. It's more like, dropping?
Yeah, they say it's thicker than water, and I guess they are right.
And the smell.
Ugh! Reminds me of a nightmare I had as a kid. Hey, who's that downstream?
Where? That guy?
No, not up there, downstream. You see him? He looks familiar.
I don't see so well this time of morning, Mac. Who do you see?
Come on, nobody sees that man on the rock down there. He's close to the river. He's looking right at us. You see him? He's waving for us to go down there.
Mac, I think this is one of your cowboy marriages.
What?
One of those things you cowpokes see in the desert when you're thirsty. It looks like water, but it's just an illusion. A marriage.
Hey, for effort, Smitty. But that's mirage, not marriage.
That's what I meant.
I once had a marriage that was more of a mirage.
Well, this isn't a marriage or a mirage. I'll be right back.
If you're going to come down here, why not bring an empty bottle?
Now, what would I want a bottle of blood for? I do happen to have this bottle of water in my jacket here.
Empty it and bring it to me.
Okay.
Hey, that stuff's valuable, you know.
You get around, don't you, Michael? Are you omnipresent or something?
You know better than that. Like you, I am on assignment.
And coincidentally, in the same part of the world as I am. You know, I never got to thank you.
Silence. Hand me the bottle. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of Saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? Follow me to the river.
Wait, you're not going in that, are you?
Come.
Okay.
Thou art righteous, O Lord, which are and was and shall be. Because thou hast judged. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink. Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. Here, take it.
You didn't even get bloody, and this water, it's clear and pure.
Drink.
This is just the most incredible taste of it. Michael? Michael?
Respect, sir, but you realize it's just you and me, a couple of weapons, and a few rounds of ammunition. We're not really going to take these people on, are we?
I'd rather not. We're hopelessly outnumbered.
That's sort of what I was getting at.
Well, let's just play this out, see what we find.
Oh, hold on. Stop a second.
Were you serious?
You didn't read that in some military strategy book, did you? The see what we find approach?
George, listen. We improvise every single day. I mean, you're a living example of that. We have no choice. Now, let's see what this is. Use the binoculars. You see armed GC, say the word, and we turn around. Fair enough?
All right, how about this? See over there, big groups heading toward that clearing.
Uh-huh.
They don't look military to me. Let's go wide around the back. Park the Jeep and we'll join them.
Makes sense.
Basis of military strategy. Make use of your resources.
Resources such as common sense, you mean?
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ha! Ha! Look at this! I did it! Look!
You did what? Make it to the river and back?
You didn't see him? You didn't, did you? Did you see me pour the water out? Bahari, you did, remember? Well, where did I get this from, huh?
Where did you get that?
From the river, right there. And do you see any blood on me, huh? Do you?
I don't.
Still think we're doomed? The GC is going to leave you alone when they see what's happened to your water source. Just send your people and equipment down here like usual. God takes care of the ones he seals.
Let me see that bottle.
Here, taste it. Drink it all. There's plenty for everybody.
Do you speak English? How about you? English anyone.
English, yes, I speak English.
Good, good. Where are we going?
We go where we have been invited.
Well, who invited you?
Three men. They said that the news is good, good news.
But you're not Carpathia loyalists. I see no mark.
I'm not on you either, and yet you do not seem afraid.
Well, why aren't you afraid? You know what the GC does to people.
The men, they tell us no fear.
You're risking your lives on the word of three strangers.
It is as if we have no choice, sir. Excuse me.
Hmm. What's that sound like to you?
Three men telling the good news?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing it sounds like to you. Ming's story.
Exactly.
But what about the GC? These guys got people saved in China, but peacekeepers still killed them.
Well, maybe God and these guys work differently in different parts of the world.
Hey, give me those binoculars.
Well, what do you see?
I'm not positive, Ray, but I think we got company.
Here, this medical supply spreadsheet just came in from Leah and Hannah.
Yeah, well, it's great to have supplies. I just wish it was easier to get them places.
Why? Where do these need to go?
Well, there's a rather large group of believers way up in Canada that need medicine. They've got 6.5 tons of freshwater fish, but we've got no way to reach them right now.
Well, resources are a little thin while the big wheat water swap is in play.
Yeah, but get those guys back, and I could still keep 3 times as many planes and pilots busy.
You're always taking this assignment so seriously. Don't forget that God will feed the...
Buck? Buck, what's wrong? Are you all right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I just went... Oh, I went weak all of a sudden. I think it's passed.
Oh, Buck, what is it?
I'm okay.
Okay. What?
I'm okay. It's just that the...
What?
Yes, I will, Lord. Of course.
What?
Whoa, Chloe, pray with me, God.
Okay.
God says we're supposed to pray for Lionel.
Why? Why is he in trouble? Dad's with him right now.
I don't know why, hon. I know we're supposed to pray right now.
Okay.
Though. Lord, I don't know what you're impressing upon me, except that Lionel needs prayer. We trust you, we love you, we believe in you, and we know you are sovereign. Do whatever you have to keep him safe, as well as Rayford, George, and Reed.
Yes.
Give them whatever they need, protect them, and go before them into India.
Silence. My name is Christopher, and I speak under the authority of Jesus Christ, the Messiah and Son of the Living God.
Do not listen to this man. I repeat, those of you who mark, follow.
Begone, you workers of iniquity, you servants of the evil ruler of this world. You shall come nigh unto these people and this place never again. Begone, lest the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ strike you dead where you stand. Babylon shall fall. That great city has been a system of false hope, and the Lord will have his revenge. If any man worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or in his hand, that one shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, who is Christ the Messiah. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Thank you.
Lionel will take the first 4 hours, then Rhea will take over, and I'll fly the last leg and land. Lionel, you okay?
Did all my pre-flight.
Me too, so...
Something doesn't feel right.
Well, long flight, big plane, lots of cargo, my friend. We don't go till you're happy, you hear?
I appreciate that, but I can't put my finger on it.
Want to walk through the pre-flight again, just to be sure?
Nah, just let me think a minute.
Okay. Like I said, we don't move until you're...
Hold a second. I'm checking the car.
Need help?
No, I got it.
All right. Sit tight. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry to hold us up like this, Ray.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not one of those touchy-feely kind of guys, but I got the impression. No, it was more than that.
I understand.
You think I'm loony, don't you?
No. Let's just... What is it?
Look at this. They must have been in a hurry at them. It's not secure. The whole pallet never got tied down. First bank turn, it would have shifted big time.
Could have brought us down.
Yeah.
You checked the cargo on pre-flight.
I did. Always do. Hardly anything is more important than keeping that load centered and secure. Hand me that other strap.
Yeah, here you go. What made you think of it?
No idea. I already double-checked every lock.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just got a feeling I should check again.
Well, buddy, if I were to guess, I'd say somebody's praying for this mission right now.
Excellency, you have a following unparalleled in human history.
Are you insinuating I am human, Suhail?
On the contrary.
And yet, the world wonders why we have failed in the region of ancient Edom. Something in the atmosphere near Petra interferes with our missiles, our flights, our artillery.
With the water situation, sir, perhaps it is time...
I will not negotiate!
Yes, sir, Excellency.
What is the latest population report?
You can see here, sir. This is yesterday's number. And there's no way we can get a precise count on today.
We have the ability to track every citizen on the globe, and you say we cannot be precise?
The chip does allow us to identify each individual, but we continue to receive data returns from chips embedded in the deceased. It isn't until 24 hours after nerve activity ceases that the chip reports host termination. At that point, the report lasts only 3 hours. Our satellites have rather large numbers of data sets to deal with in a short period of time.
So the numbers are delayed slightly. Nevertheless, what are they?
We estimate that 47,000 died yesterday, primarily from dehydration.
How many since the disappearances?
Excellency, there's no reason to...
How many?
As you can see from this graph, about half the population alive after the disappearances is no longer with us.
I rule a world that shrinks on a daily basis.
May I point out that while the size decreases, the loyalty increases.
Suhail, how disappointing. You stoop to pandering.
Sir?
You believe those all still with us to be loyal?
The majority of deaths are amongst those without marks, Excellency.
Let me show you something. This came in last night from Region 7. You do see the mark on her forehead, do you not?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now observe.
Justice, fair play. Even juries are relics from another time. We obey the GC and bow to the image of the Supreme Ruler only because we all know someone who has been put to death for failing to. Look who comes now. The minions of the global community, willing to do the dirty work. Go!
My point is made, is it not?
Yes, sir.
I look to you for facts, Suhail. Leave the spouting of party-line platitudes to Leon. He is so much better at it.
I will try to be more astute, Excellency.
What have you learned regarding my sub-potentate in Region 7?
He's not being very cooperative.
He must wake up tomorrow to find that the heads of both Libya and Ethiopia and their entire senior cabinets have been assassinated.
I will talk with him, Excellency. I'm sure he'll realize that
Did you not understand that to be a directive, Suhail?
You literally want those leaders and their cabinets dead by morning?
If you cannot accomplish it, I will find someone who can.
It can be done, sir, but there would not be time to send our strike force...
You are director of security and intelligence! What, you have no contacts in Africa?
I'm on it, sir.
I should hope you are!
...knows the sign of the beast, because we approach a great war. The stench of the other side evangelizing for evil has kindled his wrath. Yet the wrath of God remains balanced by his great mercy and love. There has been not one report of death or injury to any of the 144,000 evangelists God has raised up to spread the truth.
Hey, guys. Oh, is this Sion's latest?
Archangels Gabriel and Michael have been seen in various parts of the world making pronouncements for God and standing in defense of his people. The angel Christopher often appears in remote regions where Christ has never been preached. It is clear that God is at work in a mighty way as we prepare for a great battle. In less than 2 years, the Lord Jesus Christ will return. I leave you with that blessed thought and pray you remain faithful in him until the day of his glorious appearing.
Well, that's one way to get a meeting started.
I thought we'd get our heads together, go over where we are and what we need to do next. And let's start with you, Chloe.
Okay, a couple of things. Lionel Whalum is now one of our busiest pilots. He and his wife have somehow been able to keep their home in Illinois. But Leah and Hannah, they've developed some serious cabin fever. I really hate to waste their talents like this.
You know, I don't know either of them really well, but if Leah's pining for Doc Benjuda,
I'd imagine
that could get old in tight quarters.
They're staying out of sight, but all it would take would be one report of someone without the mark, and one of our major assets would be jeopardized.
No kidding.
What's up with Zeke? I haven't heard a thing about him lately.
Yeah, well, he used to transform other people. Now he's gone through a pretty major transformation himself.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, well, he's taken such an interest in studying the Bible that he's become the unofficial assistant to the spiritual leader of the underground church near him.
Zeke, an assistant pastor?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, where's he at?
Western Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Oh, nothing. If I get a chance to talk to him, though, I'm going to tease him about becoming a Packers fan.
Yeah, you do that.
Is he still doing IDs?
Well, there's almost zero call for his services there.
Could we make better use of him out here?
He's made himself pretty valuable to the gathering there. I'd say that's good use, wouldn't you?
I guess so.
And Chloe's been keeping up with Enoch and some of his people.
Mm. Yeah. I apologize for intruding on their lives. They've had to split up a lot of their group. Enoch reminded me that if I hadn't discovered them, they would have been there when the bomb dropped.
There's no point in speculating, but... Well, it is a bit of a chicken or the egg scenario.
Chicken or the egg? What do you mean?
Well, if you hadn't tripped the thermal imaging sensors finding them, would the GC still eventually have nuked Chicago?
Dad, that's behind us, okay?
So, like I said, speculating gets us nowhere.
Okay. Enoch and company are safe, right? And so are we. That's what matters right now, so let's move on.
Absolutely. Safe, but in need of basic supplies. So let's talk about what those needs are, what our options are in getting those supplies to them.
The mission in Region 7 has been accomplished. You're right about the subpotentate. After the assassination, he gave us information.
Suhail, I have been listening to Benjuda talk about a coming war. What do our experts in the ancient texts say about this?
They say he is likely referring to the biblical account of the Battle of Armageddon.
Ah, Armageddon. Supposedly my Waterloo.
May it never be so, Your Excellency.
Call a meeting of my top advisors. I want to talk strategy. This battle we are supposed to engage in. Oh, Suhail, if it is war they want, I will certainly give it to them.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.